about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
I am on. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are here tonight, Friday night, TGIF, thank goodness. Well, the end of the week, and, you know, a busy week every week. And tonight, as we promised, I said I would bring aboard someone whose columns I've been reading for a long time on newswithviews.com. And her name is Deanna Spingola. And let me say hello to you. Deanna, hello. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, it's the first time on my program. Have you been on RBN before?
No, I haven't.
Well, you've listened.
I have.
And you're aware of us. We're a bunch of kooks over here. We tell the truth, you know, nothing but the truth.
That's okay.
That's persona non grata today, you know, as you're finding out.
That's right.
Well, it's good to have you, Deanna. And you, of course, are a, well, you're a writer. I call you a journalist. I think I can call you a journalist. Is that how you label yourself, would you say?
I write. I'm a, you know, I give my opinions about current things and and things that have happened. I don't know what you would call me.
Well, that's what they call journalism today. People giving their opinions, only they disguise it as news, right?
I suppose that's true.
I have a lot more respect for News with Views and you, of course, than I do for most of the media personages today. So anyway, it's good to have you here. Tell us, before we take our first quick break, tell us about yourself and how you got involved with the Internet and writing.
Well, I actually started writing with News with Views a little over 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I had been a subscriber to their news service, and I'd also read about the New World Order and some of those things for a long, long time. And so I just thought, well, you know, I think I'm going to write an article. So I submitted it, and they published it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had written a couple of books previous to that on topics that have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with government. I was a quilt designer, and I designed quilt patterns and went around the country teaching quilting. And I love to write. I've just always loved to write. I've written a lot of poetry. And so I just put my two interests together, writing and politics together, and just started doing this. And
right.
I also submit to a few other sites. So, and then I also have my own website.
I know, yeah. What is your website?
It's www.spingola.com.
Wow. All right. That's pretty easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, when we come back from this first break, which we're about to take, I do want to get into some of your columns specifically, and I want to invite our listeners to ask questions, comments about some of the columns that Deanna has written. You can read them on her website, or you can also read newswithviews.com. I know many of you have read her columns. Many send them to me, email them to me, and I get the duplicate and triplicate copy of them, usually every time you write, Deanna.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Right.
You're well admired.
Thank you. By some.
Not Dick Cheney, but by some.
I'm sure that he doesn't like me at all.
No, and we'll talk about that, your recent columns, when we come back on RBNLive.com with Spingola of NewsWithViews.com, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Radio. We shall return with our topics and our guests in just 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere need to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America's prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer, breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects in our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Education Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled us to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Avenger, the full year of talk radio.
And we are back with our guest columnist, Deanna Spingola, newswithviews.com. And Deanna, one of your most recent columns that you had written on the forum had to do with Dick Cheney. And you mentioned in the first paragraph, the White House targeted officials at Brigham Young University in January to offer Dick Cheney's speaking services at their commencement exercises, and you seriously questioned Cheney's prerogative and motives in his offer to BYU, owned by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and particularly because of the fact that Professor Jones, as you know, had been a professor there for a long time, a physics professor, and that he questioned the official account of the 9/11 story. And tell us a little bit about your column. It's rather lengthy, and tell us why you wrote it and what you see in what is really going on at the White House and BYU.
Well, I think that the administration is trying to get the religious people in this country to believe in their programs and in their mentality. They've had a lot to do with the religious right. The religious right has supported their programs, has supported war, which I find outrageous. And so apparently, from my understanding, Dick Cheney, or the White House, called Brigham Young University and offered his services. Now, I think that's totally inappropriate. I think that it's up to a university to ask or to search for somebody that meets their standards and then ask. And I think it's totally inappropriate for him to just impose upon them. And it is my understanding that George Bush has done the same thing at St. Vincent University, which is a Catholic university. I believe it's in Pennsylvania. And he's going to be speaking there sometime in May. And basically, what a college does when they go along with this kind of an invitation is they're endorsing what the program the administration is by having these people speak. And it's sure of politics with religion, which I think is out of the question. It's wrong. It's an endorsement for the war. I think they're trying to also clean up their image because both of them have a very poor image. Now, when Cheney was in Utah in 2003, he was campaigning. He was received quite well. Utah has a lot of Republicans in it, and receptive.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of things have gone on since then. Their approval rating has gone, it's way down. And I think they're just trying to go to places where they can feel some friendliness and some receptivity, and hopefully thinking that it will boost their rates again. But as you mentioned, Professor Jones was placed on a six-week paid leave beginning in September of last year. And what the university did was to review his statements about the physics behind the collapse of the three towers. And he had done his research and wrote a paper, and it was reviewed by his peers. They accepted it. It's a very good paper. He was not writing in behalf of BYU. These were his own conclusions. He studied it out, and he wrote the paper, and he didn't present. He didn't talk to the press. In fact, I talked to Professor Jones in March. I met him for the first time. I read his things. I had emailed him back and forth. I was a member of Scholars for 9/11 Truth, but I did meet with him in March at the convention there in Irvine, which was presented by the who was that presented by? Freedom Law School. And it was a wonderful convention. And, you know, he said that they had asked him not to talk to the media, which he did. He did not talk to the media. He only presented views at specific conferences, but never in front of the media. Never talked to the media because they did not want him to draw attention to the university. And anyway, they asked him ultimately to an early agreement. And he said in a newspaper after they had reached this decision, he said that his stewardship is to get people thinking about and studying about the things about 9/11. He said, I have my stewardship, my responsibility, and I'm going to keep doing it doggedly. The administrators have their responsibility, and they're both just doing the best that they can. And he told me, he says, I'm not mad at them. I'm not upset. But he had been there for 20-some years.
Well, and I'm sure he would be very disappointed at the very least.
Well,
he doesn't have to be angry, but he has a right to be disappointed.
I'm sure he's disappointed that he did not look at his paper and did not read up about some of the other discoveries that were made, because he'd been there for such a long time. He was a well-respected professor.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible that they
It certainly speaks more about the institution and its relationship with the Bushes than anything else. And, you know, just reading the other day, the president of the Latter-day Saints Church just had issued a statement that we supposedly are totally apolitical. We do not wish to get involved in the political issues per se, which, you know, some would laugh at, chuckle at perhaps. But nonetheless, that was the statement that was issued by them in one of the Religious News Service articles recently. And yet we also know that the Bush administration, the Cheneys and so forth, have taken personal intervention at academics, at people who have, with a great deal of respectability, as you know, Deanna, raised some very pertinent questions about 9/11 and who was actually involved in 9/11, and beginning to question piece by piece, bit by bit, sentence by sentence, the whole ridiculous 9/11 account that was created by the Bush administration and, you know, and the so-called 9/11 Commission. Zelikow.
Right.
Philip Zelikow, who basically was saying it on behalf of the government.
So,
I mean, there was no objectivity whatsoever, and Bush, Cheney made that clear from the beginning. They did not want a truly independent commission. They wanted hacks to chair it. They wanted politicians from each parties who would be amenable to what the administration would claim in the reports.
And the first person that they asked to be the chairman of this thing was Henry Kissinger, who's an acclaimed war criminal, for Pete's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that was laughable. And another thing is that they, despite pleas of the victims' families, they did not put together a commission for, oh, goodness, it's like 100 days or something. I mean, it was just a ridiculous amount of time that they let lapse. They should have immediately made an investigation. But they didn't want to, and they should have been the first people to put one together to, if they weren't guilty of something, they should have been the first people to put one together.
Well, as I recall, George Bush said he didn't want any investigation, didn't think any was necessary. We could trust his administration, and then, of course, then said, well, if we're going to have one, let's get it over with in 5 days, you know.
They had everything all wrapped up. They had the case solved within 24 hours of the event. They had all the pictures, all the histories, all the flight school records. They had everything that they needed to present to a frightened populace.
Wasn't that amazing?
That, they just wanted to close the case, move on, and let's go to war.
And which in itself is really raising flags. One would think that would raise flags with people that at least thinking Americans. I realize the number of Americans has certainly been reduced over the last generation or two, thanks to the government school system and so forth. But the media itself, if it were truly independent and truly a watchdog for the American people, they claim, you know the media would be asking the very questions which, in fact, they have ignored at the very least. And if not ignored, they have actually tried to sidestep and bury. Whenever there's a press conference, as you know, the rather polite but insignificant questions that have been asked by the so-called critics, you know, the David Gregorys of the world and people like that, have been rather softball questions. And Bush knows that. And, of course, they're all rehearsed before they actually sit down and hold a press conference. So he knows and they know what lines they cross over. So once again, it's an indictment, not of the administration, Deanna, but I think it's an indictment of the media.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, the media has been owned for several decades, probably since early 1900s.
Mm-hmm.
And when people were placed, CFR people were placed in the media, they mm-hmm. started buying some of the mm-hmm. media outlets.
Yes.
And they have their own government shells.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically all you hear. You can go from station to station to station. You're never going to hear the other side. You're never going to hear anything that isn't the government propaganda.
Absolutely.
And it's too bad.
And we have Clear Channel, these big companies that are in bed with the Bushes, and they make sure of that with their memos to their talk show hosts.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, you don't talk about this. Well, thank goodness we can, and we are. And we'll be right back with you, Deanna. All right, Deanna Spingola, our guest tonight. We'll be continuing with her, and we'll take questions a little bit later on. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Stay with me.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. This is America in Prophecy, The Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, The New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the bedroom, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil natural cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patent methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damn radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology is best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
The New World Order Thought Police on the run. Because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now with our guest, that is Deanna Spingola. And she writes as you know, I just said that she writes for newswithviews.com. She has her own website. That is www.spingola.com. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right, Deanna. Now, how do you differ in each of the forums, by the way? I know you have your own website, so you must do writing, obviously, but do you have other viewers, other participants, other people that would contribute to the site?
Right. I do have some articles that I publish,
yes,
that I upload, one of which is Jules Naudé's first plane shot was staged, and it's by Leslie Revelle.
Hmm.
It is a fabulous, fabulous essay about that first video shot of the North Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And these two French men, brothers,
yes,
the Naudé brothers, just happened to be on the only street in the whole city where you could get a clear shot, where you could get it right, exactly perfect, right in the middle, so that it was framed right in the middle of where they were shooting.
Mm-hmm.
They just happened to be with the fire department, and there just happened to be a gas leak, allegedly gas leak, and they happened to just be there. He happened to raise his camera just at the very minute that the plane was going into the North Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that a coincidence?
It sounds like a real coincidence, doesn't it?
There are 69 just happened to be coincidences,
mm-hmm,
in this article.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend it to anybody. He's got pictures, film. He's got, it's divided into 10 parts. He's covered everything. He has worked on this for 5 years. A lot of people who are working on 9/11, they get interested in, you know, the demolition part, and they get interested in several various issues. He has focused his entire energy on just this issue, just that film, just that video.
Well, as you know, Loose Change and other presentations are making an impact, you know, and I know they're coming from all different directions in this regard, but to realize now, several years after the event, that more and more Americans, indeed, I would say just about a majority of Americans, do entertain official doubt about the authenticity of the government's claims about 9/11. And indeed, beyond that, they do believe that the government, at the very least, had foreknowledge of the event.
There's
widespread skepticism. The American public are deeply skeptical, I think, when they start thinking about how improbable and illogical the whole scenario that the government has painted. Actually, none of it makes any sense to me. And I remember where I was, obviously, we all do,
we
heard news. And I immediately looked up and I'm saying to myself, hey, this is Pearl Harbor all over again.
Right.
You
Absolutely
know, when Roosevelt had the Japanese bomb the Americans in Hawaii because that was the only way he could get us into the war. And I said, here we go. I said, this is the work of the government. And
Absolutely.
I'm saying, why would I say something like that? Now, you don't trust your own government? Well, first of all, it's not my government that we're talking about. It's a foreign-occupied government, and it's definitely you know, a government that is not accountable to anyone at any point in time. And look at the succession events, look at the timing, look at what these people have written on the Project for New American Century, what they've said and how they've organized this cabal in the Pentagon and in the vice president's office to go to war in the Middle East. They came out and said, yeah, we need an event like Pearl Harbor in order to propel us. It's that they were asking for an event.
Exactly.
They were literally begging for something to happen at the very least. And my goodness, how coincidental that something should happen.
Right. And they had to have somebody to film it so that we would be shocked and we would say, oh, we want something to happen. We want closure. We want to be protected. Yeah, they knew how to do it. They really knew how to do it. And and you know that 36% of Americans do not believe the official story. 25% of the public actually do believe the story, and 39% of the public who believe the official they do believe the official story, but they're beginning to doubt.
Well, I mean, particularly younger people, too, who are concerned. And the reason being, of course, they're looking at the draft, possibly. They're looking at the idea that they may be, you know, employed, as many of their fellow Americans are. You know, they're in the armed services. There's no draft currently. But here they are now with an extended tour of duty. And there's no end in sight. Everybody now admits that this administration has overextended the U.S. military to such an extreme point that we are ill-prepared to continue to really wage any kind of war in the future. We'll be right back with our guest, Anna Spingola, and we're going to start taking calls for her. 1-800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because it can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Education Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $250 million of credit card debt and still count and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integrateoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the city's shoals and mountain home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. Excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We are back now with our guest, Deanna Spingola, who, of course, is one of the great and prolific contributors, one of the great writers on newswithviews.com. You can look up some of her columns and you see what she's writing about. And I'm going to continue to refer to this most interesting column on Dick Cheney at BYU, because there is so much that needs to be talked about here that is not being talked about by any of the so-called mainstream independent media. Deanna, I'd like to take a call or two. All right, let's do that. 800-313-9443 is our number right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's start with Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Good evening, Rick.
Hey, good to hear your voice.
Oh, thanks, Rick, and hi, Deanna.
Hi.
Just fine. I've really enjoyed your articles and the website, newswithviews.com. I remember when I was a kid and I used to, first thing I'd want to read was the sports section in the morning newspaper. But when I turn on the Internet these days, where do I want to go first? Newswithviews.com. Some of the best writers in the country, including you, are on that website.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And some of the articles for Rick's radio listeners tonight, written on subjects like Iran, is Iran the next target? Or Bush's vacation getaway in Paraguay back in December?
Mm-hmm.
And your 21 parts a story on the One World Order, criminals and their camps. This was March 15th, and I printed off the first page because I won't forget your first paragraph. My God, are you a good writer. Clear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you know how to write. You put footnotes in, references, bibliography. You take great effort to get the facts and to be as accurate as possible. And if you don't mind, Rick, I'd like to share just a short paragraph.
Oh, I would love to hear it. Go right ahead.
Okay.
This is right up my alley. Go ahead.
Okay. This was out of her March 15th article, first paragraph, and this says it all. Mm-hmm. Opposite sides of contemporary wars, particularly from the U.S. Civil War, are typically orchestrated and financed by the international banking cartel for population depletion, resources management, money manipulation, and destruction of national economies, redistribution of inhabitants, and realignment of borders. Complicit, compromised insiders simulate enemy assaults, demonize, quote, their chosen military targets in order to provoke anger, recruit cannon fodder, and fuel mass insecurity while denouncing all opposition. Dictatorial governments manage perceptions through expensive public relations firms, disseminate disinformation through the monopoly media, and propagate flag-waving, self-righteous nationalism to justify offensive invasions. War is the enforcement mechanism of the satanical one-world order. That
it
says
is.
It all.
It is.
It is a very good summary, Deanna, and you sound like you've been a student of history for a while.
I love history,
mm-hmm.
and I've studied all of the wars
mm-hmm.
and what started each one of them, and they're all orchestrated. We've never really actually had to defend our borders until now, but that the invasion that we're experiencing now was by invitation. And it's purposeful, it's deliberate,
mm-hmm.
but we've never been invaded, really. We never have been invaded.
Well, we haven't been invaded by outside government, but we have been invaded by the federal government on several
exactly.
occasions. And
exactly.
that has to be, in my opinion, the greatest enemy that our people actually faces. The federal government is something that many of our great founders, before the Constitution was handed to us, warned about, a strong, powerful, all-powerful central government. And unfortunately, that is what we have today.
That's right. That's right.
That is so true. But what we have are the super elites who run the federal government. It's not
That's
all federal government workers.
Well, no, it's not the people in the government. Most of them don't have any clue as to what's going on any more than the American public. But
right.
the powers that be that control the government, the internationalists, Zionists, globalists, and so forth, who run this government, like the neocons in Washington, you know, Paul Wolfowitz, who's in another scandal right now, and people like Richard Perle, these never-going-away shadowy figures, you know, these are the people that subject the American people to their policies, and we don't have any choice over them. We elect presidents, we elect congressmen, and guess what? The CFR calls the shots.
That's right, and we have not called the shots since about 1913, when they came in, took over our banking system, created a central bank,
mm-hmm.
established the IRS, and got us into the first war.
Bingo.
And took our money out of the country, and it's been downhill ever since.
Of course.
Yes, most definitely. It was modeled on the Communist Manifesto, as you know, DeAndre.
Yeah, isn't that ironic, huh? The super rich financing this so-called movement of the masses.
Right.
Right.
Typical
nothing,
dialectic.
But,
right, and they have nothing to do with it. The masses have nothing whatsoever to do with it. All financed by the Rockefellers and their...
The Warburgs and the
right.
Rothschilds and the Mellons right. and so forth, exactly.
Right.
Yes.
We also, in 1913, we lost the direct election of senators.
That's right.
And so they are not responsible to the states, and they're certainly not responsible to the voters.
Mm-hmm.
They're not responsible to anybody.
No,
except to the power
bankers.
Elite.
Well, they
right.
are they are captive of the powerful special interests. And,
right.
And again, you're right, Deanna and Ernie, what we had was a situation where we were told that the Founding Fathers really didn't quite know what they were doing, that we know better today, and the Constitution means what we say it means, and we need to change it, fine-tune it, and alter it so that it makes it more accountable to the people. And just the opposite has happened. We have less accountability now, less freedom now than ever before, and yet George Bush loudly proclaims to the world that we are fighting for freedom, you know, and it makes your stomach turn to hear such nonsense and pablum, knowing that he's lying and everyone knows it, but they applaud because
exactly.
it's the polite thing to do. Well, I say forget the politeness, bring on the bring on the torture chambers, and let's give Bush a taste of his own medicine.
Well, too many people do not read the Constitution. They get their news in 10 minutes off the television. They don't read books. They're distracted. The media distracts them with things like the Imus situation and the all the other garbage that you hear. Britney Spears is doing. And
yes, but DeAndre, don't you think the Imus situation is
orchestrated?
It's orchestrated to accomplish one thing, and that is thought control or thought police or that, you know, people can
should be able to say
anything, including Amos's statement.
And
he can be held accountable, but not by the thought police and not by some controlled entity, especially government, because then you will not be able to have any words against the government one day.
That's right. We will lose the power of free speech, which is guaranteed to us in the First Amendment. And although it was his the two networks that fired him, they did it under pressure. They did it, and you know, he actually, what he said was just commentary on him.
But that's true.
Nobody would believe that these women on this Rutgers basketball team are what he said they were. It was commentary on him. And most everyone probably thought, oh, you know, that's stupid.
It's very stupid, and I don't know about you, but I was never a fan of the show. But
I've never even listened to it.
Right. I just found it trash to begin with. But
sure.
But his right to say it, I would defend. And
exactly.
And to be fired over this, to me, this is an overreach. The people have been manipulated again.
That's right.
In my view. But I'd like to say one other thing about your writing, too. You seem to be able to get out the details related to waste, fraud, and abuse in this government, and especially this administration, because in that article, Rick, that you were talking about Mr. Cheney, I remember, DeAndre, talking about the September 10th statement by Mr. Rumsfeld about the Pentagon missing $2.3 trillion. And DeAndre, I'm sorry, I'm probably saying your name wrong. Deanna, you mentioned the attack at the Pentagon, and where did it hit? It hit the accounting area, where the books and records were.
Right. Isn't that a coincidence?
Oh, yes. Another one of those coincidences that you talked about earlier.
Well, that was Osama planning that in a cave.
Oh, yes.
Right.
He wanted those records.
Right. He wanted them destroyed, and wasn't that thoughtful of him to do that for our government?
Exactly. But you also talk about Mr. Cheney and how he is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I remember... Is his allegiance to Constitution or is it to Council on Foreign Relations? What's your thought, Deanna?
Well, he's definitely committed to the Council on Foreign Relations. In fact, when he was campaigning in his native state of Wyoming, he didn't even tell anybody that he was a member. And, in fact, there's a video. I think I linked it in my article that goes to a little 5-minute talk that he was giving to the council when he said, you know, I didn't tell him that I was a member, but he used to be a director for the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yeah, he told him I never admitted it to the folk back home.
Exactly.
You know, the dumb idiots back home didn't know it, but here I was laughing all the way to Congress.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. They're pretty bold about it. They're pretty brassy, don't you think, Ernie?
They are.
Too much. In that way, I wanted to ask her about when is her next article coming out, or do you have one in the works?
Oh, I always have some in the works.
Yes, she was telling me privately, but maybe she'll give you a little hint tonight.
Well, you know, I actually wrote about this a year ago about the lawsuit, but I'm just kind of tweaking it. I'm giving more background into how the towers came to be, who thought them up. What was the purpose for them? Mm-hmm. Where did the money come from? And it's all very amazing how it just happened. And then the lawsuit, which like I said, I did write about that lawsuit.
This is the lawsuit having to do with the New York Port Authority and the buildings.
Right.
And Silverstein.
Right.
Right. But what happened is that they decided that they stopped using the asbestos in about 71, and they already had hundreds of tons of it sprayed into the North Tower, and then, you know, the city came out and said, you know, we can't use this anymore because it's not healthy. And really, the only time that it isn't healthy is if it's let loose in the air or if you're working around it.
Right.
But if it is embedded in a wall and you're working in that room, it's perfectly okay.
Yes, I remember that discussion and how much it was going to cost to retrofit the building. It was going to be so cost prohibitive. And do you remember some of that that in the background?
Right. Well, during the 70s, New York City was having a terrible financial situation. They had borrowed a lot of money from the banks, and things were they were bankrupt. They were absolutely bankrupt, and the banks didn't want to lend them any more money. And as a consequence, the Port Authority had actually gotten the bonds together to build the towers. It was Rockefeller, David Rockefeller's idea, and he was the pusher, he was the mover, and he's the one that decided where it was going to be. It was going to be in Manhattan, and rather than in the Wall Street area. He wanted to build it where he wanted to build it. And so they built this thing, the two towers and all the other buildings, and then they discovered this asbestos situation, the liability, and then because of low tenancy, there was financial loss. And so the Port Authority had three choices. They could either sell or lease the buildings, pay for the expensive asbestos removal, or demolish the buildings. Well, what fool is going to take on the liability of asbestos? Because what some of the new people who were moving into the towers wanted to do was to kind of reformat their area, which would let some of that asbestos power loose, you know? So it was going to be a problem. So they decided, okay, we'll go ahead and we'll start an abatement. We'll start removing some of this. And they started that in 1989. And then they discovered that it cost a lot of money, millions of dollars. And so they went to court against all their insurance companies, and there were about nine involved. And this case started in 1991, ended on May 1st of 2001, with a judgment against the Port Authority. The court decided that the insurance companies were not liable because it was the removal of the asbestos. It wasn't like there was an accident and it was something that was covered in the insurance policy. And it, had they not decided to reformat some of the buildings, there wouldn't have been a problem. And so the insurance companies were freed from liability for this. And so within just a month or so, the Port Authority found somebody that would lease them. And, of course, that was Silverstein and his partner. And they leased them. There was a document drafted on the 24th of July in 01, and it was drafted for Silverstein Properties and Westfield America. And they were going to lease the Twin Towers that were completed in 1972, and it cost to build them $370 million. And they were going to lease these for 99 years. And the negotiations were conducted by the chairman of the Port Authority, who was Louis M. Eisenberg.
Who was
very, very, very good friends with the Bush administration. In fact, Eisenberg was the chairman of the Republican National Finance Committee in Washington, D.C. And he raised a lot of money for Republican candidates across the country. He was also known as the Republican Superpower Ranger. And now, Superpower Ranger is someone who is willing to individually contribute $300,000 to the Bush-Cheney 2004
Another coincidence.
Campaign.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, if you want to hang on, Ernie, you can, because you've opened up a can of worms here. We'll get to our other callers, too. Stay tuned for more with our guest, Deanna Spingola. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. The beat gets thicker and thicker, and so does the plot.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize with all presently accepted methods you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, we are talking about a string of coincidences here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest, Deanna Spingola, who writes for newswithviews.com, and Ernie from Virginia, one of our great callers, just happened to once again delve into that column we were talking about 9/11, the towers, the New York Port Authority, and now we come to the Bush connection once again. And this is all leading up to something, and it's all leading up to 9/11, and Bush was making plans for doing certain things in Washington vis-a-vis the Middle East in the 1990s when he was still governor of Texas, wasn't he?
Right.
And so relate this story now. You were just saying about some of the top Republican elite who were very interested in these leases, very, very interested in the Bush administration in what would become of the Twin Towers.
Right. So Silverstein and his partner, Lowry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Silverstein was a good friend of Eisenberg, who was the chairman of the Port Authority.
Mm-hmm.
They both held major positions with the United Jewish Appeal. Now, that is a billion-dollar charity organization.
Mm-hmm.
And Rupert Murdoch also belongs to that organization. Silverstein was a former chairman of that organization, and they raised hundreds of millions of dollars every year for a network of Zionist agencies in the United States and Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got together and decided, oh, we'll just let Silverstein lease these buildings. And so he immediately went out and, of course, got a bunch of insurance. And as a result of 9/11, he was awarded in February of 2002 $861 million. From one of the insurers to rebuild on the site of building number 7. Now, his original investment in building number 7 was $386 million. He also wanted to sue the insurance companies for 2 separate incidences instead of just 1 event for the 2 towers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, getting back to the case where the Port Authority went to to court against the insurance companies. They did this in New Jersey. It was a New Jersey court case. It was not in New York. They went to court in New Jersey. And the court they went to was the Third District Court for New Jersey in Newark. And there happened to be a man who was a judge in that court by the name of Samuel Alito.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
He did not sit in on this case. He was simply a Third Circuit judge. However, they did, the judges certainly got together and discussed these cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he didn't sit in on the case, but I think he probably had some input into it. And there's a 14-page PDF document that talks all about this. And this document actually didn't become available until after 9/11. And, of course, we know that he was appointed to the Supreme Court, which probably didn't have anything whatsoever to do with Roe versus Wade, but that was what the ruse was used to get him on the Supreme Court. But I see it as, I don't know, a reward?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Possible reward.
Very
yes.
possible, yeah.
Like prior for Judge Moore.
Right.
But, Rick, I wanted to talk, if she could talk about the Bush security.
Sure. All right, we'll do that when we come back. We have other callers. Thank you, Ernie, for checking in with us. It's great hearing from you. We'll be back in hour number two of the program with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams and his guests.
It's true.